Call it the boomerang. That's the nickname Todd Butler, the head of CVTD, is using for the new bus route expected to debut next year in Logan. It's the first major service update for the transit district in 11 years.
I think the boomerang's going to be a real change. It allows us to extend our reach. I think it's meeting the needs of a lot of requests we've heard. So more direct service, you know, no transfers.
Butler calls it the boomerang because the new route will originate at the transit center, but instead of terminating there like existing routes, it'll keep circulating both north and south. The route will serve the Utah State University campus and go as far as the Walmarts on either end of town. Butler says a major service change hasn't been implemented since 2008, and this one is long overdue.
I think, one, the demand's there. I think the valley has grown. We're seeing that the current service is really hard for us to maintain at a level that I think the board expects, the community expects, and it's a high level, there's no doubt. I mean, our system performs at a very high level, but, you know, we want that to be reliable for folks, and so it's worth us trying to increase the reliability so that hopefully we can attract people out of their cars and give reliable service to those people that this is their only choice.
Butler says the route will allow riders to access 60% of destinations served by the entire system without having to make a transfer. The route was approved by the CVTD Board of Trustees at their meeting on Wednesday. It's expected to cost $675,000 in its first year of service, which is projected to start next May. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.